Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold, filling in for Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Department of Transportation is getting ready for the beginning of hurricane season on June 1st. Drivers in South Alabama will be seeing more workers along Interstate 65 tomorrow. Josh Phillips is a spokesman for the Alabama Department of Transportation. He says they will be conducting a drill to practice reversing the traffic flow between Mobile and Montgomery.
An exercise to help us prepare for an event that would cause an evacuation that we call contraflow, where we would take I-65 and use all lanes to flow northward away from the coast in the event of a hurricane or something like that.
Traffic will not be affected, though. Drivers will stay in their normal lanes, but workers will do a dress rehearsal of the actions needed to make a southbound lane flow northward. And a program is available to help people get a better understanding of Social Security. The program is called My Social Security. It helps people of all ages get a better sense of how Social Security works. This program can help over 1 million Alabamians understand what happens under Social Security if they're retired, a survivor of a deceased worker, or if they suffer a severe or prolonged disability. B.J. Jarrett is a spokesman for the Social Security Administration's National Press Office. He says the program will make everyone's life easier.
It's important for us that we try and meet people in the way they want to do business with us. And obviously more and more people are going online. More and more seniors are going online today than ever before. So we want to give them that flexibility to be able to do business with us that way.
Jared added that people of all ages should be aware of the services Social Security has to offer. And a federal appeals court is ordering a new hearing for an Alabama man sentenced to die for a double murder in Birmingham. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that trial attorneys didn't show jurors enough evidence about Renard Marcel Daniels' childhood. Daniels' conviction stands in the shooting of John Brody and Loretta McCulloch in 2001, but judges say the 41-year-old Daniels should get a hearing about his sentence. The court says defense lawyers didn't show jurors significant evidence about a childhood the judges called nightmarish. Taking a look at weather across much of the state for this evening, look for mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers with lows in the lower 60s. And along the coast tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. Chance of precipitation is right around 50%. I'm Stan Ingold for APR News.